This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Tens of thousands of Coloradans will have to switch health insurers as the startup Friday Health Plans collapses. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State regulators knew Friday Health was in trouble before they took over the Colorado arm of the company last month. But the finances were even worse than expected, Division of Insurance spokesman Vincent Plymel.
They hadn't paid taxes to the feds. They hadn't paid their fees to Connect for Health Colorado.
Analysts said the company grew too fast, using hundreds of millions of investor dollars to push into seven states before its finances imploded. The state will now open a special enrollment period, so Friday Health's roughly 30,000 Colorado customers can switch insurers before their plans expire on August 31st. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado is now one of only two states with a full-time Colorado River negotiator. The Water Conservation Board recently named its director, Becky Mitchell, to the post. Mitchell's appointment comes as seven states, Native American tribes, Mexico, and the U.S. government are getting ready to renegotiate management of the Colorado River. Denver International Airport is suing state environmental regulators over a newly renewed wastewater permit. New rules limit the use of what are called PFAS chemicals that accumulate in the body and don't break down in nature. The FAA required that DIA use firefighting foam, which contains the chemicals. The city says the new restrictions were improperly added when a decade-old permit was being renewed for the airport. This is CPR News.